Any other, the anchor boys and the other boys will stay, but any other boys and girls, you want to come up to the front? You're a wee bit close, you might be able to listen a bit better. Okay. Come on, girls, you're loud up, even though it's a BB service. Come on ahead, boys and girls, up the front. You'll be able to hear a wee bit better. All shy. Right, let's see. Right, today we're thinking about 50 years of the Boys' Brigade. Oh, Cara, she didn't let me down. Good girl. Okay, 50 years of the Boys' Brigade. And the Boys' Brigade is all about being anchored to Jesus. Now, let's see the next picture. I'll show you where we as a family went yesterday in the next picture. Yesterday, we went on that great big boat over to Scotland. An offer, £5 each. It was very good. And we headed over to Scotland. And yesterday, I've got to say, it was absolutely beautiful going over to Scotland. The water was so calm. And when you're traveling in a boat over to Scotland, it's lovely when the water's calm. But it's not always like that. And sometimes you get into a boat, it can be very rough. And the next picture we see, one day Jesus and his disciples got into a boat and they were crossing the Sea of Galilee. And at the beginning, it was very, very calm. But all of a sudden, it changed so quickly. We see that in the next picture. And the water was coming into the boat. The winds and the waves were hitting against the side of it. And the disciples were scared that the boat was going to sink. And the disciples, most of them, were fishermen. They were men who were used to being on the sea. So they weren't easily frightened. But this was a really, really bad storm. But Jesus, he was in the boat with them. But Jesus was asleep. And they came and they shouted, "Master, don't you care if we drown?" And they woke him up. And Jesus got up. And with just a word, "Quiet," everything became calm. You see, and everything died down, and the sea was totally at peace. And the disciples were able to cross over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. They were able to get to the other harbor in safety. And in many ways, boys and everyone else today, that story is a story of life. Life isn't always easy. In life, there are storms. And crossing over the sea of life can be difficult. And what we want to do, boys, when we cross over the sea, is to get to the harbor one day that is heaven. We see in the next picture, heaven might be a bit like this. It's a lovely place that is beautiful. And the Boys' Brigade is all about getting boys one day to heaven. Crossing over the sea, which is sometimes rough, and getting to this wonderful place called heaven. And that's so important, boys, because as well as that place called heaven, there's another place called hell, which is a place of suffering. And the Bible tells us that most people end up in hell and not in heaven. And therefore, it's so important that we know we're going to the right place. Now, here's the question. How can we know that we will cross the sea of life safely and end up in heaven one day? Well, let's go on to the next picture. This year is 50 years of the Boys' Brigade in Brookside. 50 years of the BB here in Brookside. In order to answer that question, how can we be sure we can end up in heaven one day? Well, we're going to look at something else. Flick it on there. 500 ML. Does anybody, the older boys, guess what does ML stand for? What is 500 this year? Yes. No, good guess. Any ideas, the older boys? What's 500 this year? Well, 500 years ago, in 1517, we see in the next picture, a man called Martin Luther. And 500 years ago, he took a big, big piece of paper. He had written 95 different things on it, which he believed were wrong about what he had been taught. And he wrote this on a piece of paper, and he nailed it to the church door in a place called Wittenberg. And this was the end of a journey for Martin. A journey which began about 12 years before this. A journey in which he wanted to find out the answer to our question, how can we be sure we're going to heaven? So let's go back 12 years before he did that. The next picture we see, Martin, he's coming back to university. He was a student. He was learning law. The thing was solicitors and courts. And he was learning law, and on his way back, there was a great big thunderstorm. It was one of the worst storms Martin had ever known. He even thought the world maybe was going to end. The thunder was so loud, the lightning came down and struck the ground very close to where Martin was. So much so, boys, that he fell off his horse. He was terrified. He thought he was going to die. And that day, he really began to ask the question, which you're going to see flickered on. The question is, how can I be right with God? That day frightened him so much, he was scared of dying. He wanted to know how he could be right with God. And that began a journey in which he wanted to answer that question. And he said that day, he prayed to someone called Saint Anne. And you don't pray to saints, but he prayed that day. He didn't know any better. Saint Anne, if you save me, I will become a monk. We'll think about that in a wee while. And so he began this journey. So how can I be right with God? Well, the first thing when you're answering that question is to know, where do you find the answer? Okay, where do you find the answer? And there are two possible places. First of all, you could find the answer from other men. And flick that on. And in those days, Martin heard a lot of people telling him how he could be right with God. And for 12 years, he listened to people telling him how he could be right with God. And he listened to all their answers. And you know something? After 12 years, he hadn't got any closer to answering the question. And you know, there are many people, boys, in your school, there's many people live around here who will tell you what they think about how you can be right with God. And at the end of the day, what you think, what I think, doesn't matter. And Martin, after 12 years, realized that all what people said, it didn't count. Then someone called Johann asked him to do something. Martin became a monk, and after 12 years, Johann asked Martin to teach the Bible. And even though he had a monk, which is, monks were people who went away to spend time alone with God, even though he had been a monk for 12 years, boys, he didn't know anything really from the Bible. And so after 12 years, we see in the next picture, he started to teach the Bible. The book of Psalms, then the book of Romans, and then the book of Galatians. And Martin came to realize, to answer that question, how can I be right with God? It doesn't matter what people say. What matters is what God says in his word. The word of God alone answers that question. And so, listen, boys. You can maybe, somebody come and say to you, if you do this, it'll get you to heaven. If you do that, it'll get you to heaven. The question you need to ask is, what does the Bible say is the way to heaven? So, that was the first question. How can I answer the question? And Martin realized he had to go and see what the Bible says. And then the second question is, who saves? Who saves you from your sin? Now, you may think you know the answer, boys, but Martin, when he was growing up, he didn't have the boys' brigade. And he heard a lot of different things. And he heard the way you get saved is by the church. Flick it on. And in the church, by being baptized, by coming and saying sorry for your sins to a priest, by taking communion, by becoming a monk, and other things like that, if you did all those things, the church would save you. The church would bring you salvation from your sin. That's what Martin had been taught. But when Martin looked in the Bible, that is not what the Bible said. The Bible says, no, the church does not save you. The Bible says Jesus alone can save you. Jesus, by his death on the cross, is the only way you can wash away. It's not the church. It's not yourself. It's Jesus alone. Jesus on the cross took the sin of his people upon himself, took the punishment that deserved, and by Jesus dying and rising here is the only way we can be right with God. Now, some of the older boys, you maybe have had to do a transfer test, okay? Maybe by going to a big school. Now, I didn't have to do a transfer. I had a choice, boys. Now, you didn't maybe have this choice. My choice was either do the transfer test or have a morning off school. I chose to have a morning off school. I didn't do the transfer test. But here's a question. If you had to do a transfer test to get you into heaven, what do you think the pass mark would be? And the pass mark, boys, would be your whole life. You would have to have lived it perfectly. And that was Martin's problem. He knew he hadn't lived it perfectly. And he knew he couldn't get to heaven. He knew the church couldn't get into heaven. But Jesus had lived the perfect life. And Jesus could take away his sin. And so Martin came to the wonderful answer. Shoot on to the next picture. It's a bit like when they're in the boat. Who could take away the storm? Who could rescue the disciples? Could they rescue themselves in the storm by rowing harder? No. Jesus alone, because he is God, he could rescue. And Martin came to understand that. So, how do you find the answer? It's in the Bible alone. Who can save you? It is Jesus alone. But then there's another question, boys. How do we receive this salvation which Jesus died to bring? Again, there are two possible answers. The first answer was by works. And Martin, you remember when he was scared by the thunderstorm? He started to try to be a really, really good monk. Do you know how long he maybe said prayers for every day? 8 hours. 8 hours. That's longer than boys than you're at school. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed. He went for days without food in order to pray. He went to the priest and confessed all the bad things he did again and again and again. He went to the big city of Rome, which was seen to be a holy city. There were these special steps in Rome. And when you went up these steps on your, if you went up these steps on your knees and said the Lord's Prayer on every step, people said that would take away your sin. And Martin did all those things. He was really good. He was really kind. He was very religious. But after 12 years of doing that, he felt guilty. He felt God was still angry with him. He felt he wasn't ready to go to heaven. And Martin came to understand that by your works, by doing that which is good, you will go to heaven. No. He says, you don't get to heaven by doing what is good. It will never get you to heaven. So how do you get to heaven? If you don't receive the salvation of Jesus by what you do, how do you get it? Well, we see the answer in the next thing. By reading the Bible, Martin read a verse which said that people are made right with God through faith. And faith, boys, means I know I'm not good enough to go to heaven. I know I can do nothing to get me there, no matter how hard I try. And faith knows that the only one who can get thee to heaven is Jesus. It's trusting in Jesus. And faith means coming to Jesus and saying, Jesus, you save me. So, what has Martin learned about how he's get right with God? The answer is from the Bible alone. The answer is Jesus alone. No cares at the moment. The answer is through faith alone. It's trusting in Jesus. It's not by being good. It's coming to trust in Jesus. It's a wee bit like this, boys. Imagine you're out for a walk one day and you have a football with you. And you're going along this path and it's beside a pond. And you're playing the football and the football rolls off the pond, off the path into the pond. And there's a wee bit of drop down and you bend over from the path. You're lying on the path and putting your hands down in to get the ball out of the water. And then you topple over, and you go right into the water. And it is really, really deep. And you can't get out. You're struggling, you're struggling. How can you be rescued? Well, do you be rescued by trying your best? No, it's too deep. The sides are too steep. You can't get out. If somebody throws a rope in, and you grab hold of the rope, that's like faith. Jesus has died on the cross, boys, to rescue you. And it's like grabbing hold of the rope to let Jesus pull you out of your sin. That's how we get to heaven. It's not trusting that I'll be good enough. It's trusting that Jesus has done it all. Now, when Martin learned this, that's when he wrote the 95 things on the door of the church in Wittenberg, 95 theses. And people were really cross because that's not what the church taught. And they said, Martin, you should stop saying that. You shouldn't say those things that you get to heaven by trusting in Jesus alone. No, the church gets you to heaven. And Martin wouldn't listen. And Martin was called to go in front of a very important man called the Emperor Charles V. We'll see in the next picture. And when he came in front of this man, the emperor says, stop believing what you believe. Change what you believe. Turn away from what you believe. Stop trusting in Jesus. Trust in the church. And this is what Martin said. My conscience is captive to the word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. And Martin says, it doesn't matter what the church is saying. I can only get to heaven, the Bible teaches, through trusting in Jesus and Jesus alone. And Martin says, this is where I'm going to stand. This is what I'm going to trust to get me to heaven. Not by being good, not by going to church, so those things are good. I'm going to trust that Jesus alone will take me to heaven. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, when Martin said that, the emperor was cross. The big bishops in the church were cross. The Pope was cross. And they wanted to kill Martin. They didn't want Martin to tell people about Jesus. And that day when Martin was heading home from seeing the emperor in a place called Worms, on his way home, we see in the next picture, he was stopped by a group of men on horses. They came and they tied his hands behind his back and they took him away on another horse. They took him for hours and hours, and when Martin eventually came to where they were going, to this castle in a very quiet place, Martin was really sore. And Martin was probably a bit scared. What are these people going to do? Were these people going to kill me? Were they from the Pope who wanted to kill me? Well, when Martin came into the castle, he saw a man who he knew. The man belonged to a local duke, a duke who really liked Martin. And he says, listen, we took you away like that not to hurt you, Martin, but to rescue you. Because the people don't want, the church doesn't want you to tell what you know about Jesus. And we want you to be safe and not to be killed. And Martin stayed in this big castle called Wartburg. He stayed there for a long time. And do you know what he did when he was in this big castle? He got the Bible, which was only in the language of Latin, which nobody really spoke. And he changed the Bible into the language that the people in Germany spoke, so people could understand the Bible for themselves. When Martin came to know that the only way to get to heaven was through Jesus, boys, he wanted everybody else to know. And you know something, boys? That is why the officers and helpers come to BB, and why they've been doing it for 50 years. Now, these officers haven't been here for 50 years. Sometimes they may look like it, but no, they haven't. Not even Jeff there. But the reason why they have to do that, boys, is because the most important thing is that you know that Jesus is the only one who can rescue you. And you know, if you're going to follow Jesus and love Jesus, people will say, I don't like what you say when you say the only way to heaven is through Jesus. People won't like that at times. People have said that. I remember a man in my house, not here in Ahochle, but I remember a man in my house one day, and I told this man, if you're going to get to heaven, you must be born again. Do you know what he did? He banged the table with his fist. He was really cross. And I just had to say, well, I'm sorry. But that's what Jesus says in the Bible. You must be born again. You must be saved by Jesus. But you know something? It's tough being a Christian. But it's also wonderful being a Christian. Martin didn't have to stay in that castle forever. After some time, he was able to go home. And then one day when he was at home, he got a very strange delivery. Let's see the next picture. There was a man who brought a cart. And in that cart were 12 barrels. In the beginning, the barrels had been full of fish. But when the man brought the cart to Martin, there wasn't any fish inside them. There were nuns inside them. These were ladies who had left home to go and to serve God. And where they lived, in a place called a convent, they had come to hear about what Martin taught about Jesus. And they knew that what the church was teaching them was wrong in those days. And they wanted to escape, but the lady in charge of the convent wouldn't let them go. So a man came selling fish. He brought the fish into the barrels, and then he sneaked the 12 nuns into the 12 barrels and took them out. And they brought the nuns to Martin's city, even to Martin's house. So what was Martin going to do with 12 nuns? Well, he thought the best way these ladies can be protected is to get them married. And a lot of them marry different men around the city who love Jesus. But there was one lady, and he couldn't get anyone to marry her. There's one man who would marry her, and she says, "Martin, I wouldn't marry him. I'd rather marry you than that man there." So you know what happened? Martin married the lady called Katie, or Catherine. See, they'd be husband and wife. They both loved Jesus together. They had 6 children. And you know what Martin said about being married to this lady, Katie? He said it was the nearest thing to heaven and earth. Even though he had suffered for standing up for Jesus and had to hide in that castle, God turned it around, and Martin had a wonderful life for another 30 years telling people about Jesus. Come to our last picture, boys. You've listened really well. The big question today, if we are going to get to heaven, boys, are we safely anchored or joined to Jesus? The anchor is the symbol of the Boys' Brigade. How are we anchored to Jesus? Well, let's see. What does it say? Flick it on. The Word of God alone tells us how we can go to heaven. It's Christ alone, by him dying on the cross, is the only way we can go to heaven. And how do we become Jesus' friend? It's in faith alone. Now, boys, one last thing to share. You know I have this funny crutch here in my arm today, right? But I have something else on my legs, which you can't see under my trousers. You look later, I'll let you see them. I have really cool white stockings, okay? Do you want to see my white stockings? I don't think I could lift my leg at the moment up that high. Do you know why I'm wearing these wee white stockings? The doctor and nurses told me I had to wear them. Now, I think sometimes maybe doctors and nurses are doing a trick on people, getting to wear these white stockings and to make them look silly. But you know why they say you have to wear these white stockings after you've had a wee operation? It's to stop your blood from clotting. If a clot comes in your blood will stop flowing and you'll be in big, big trouble. Now, here's why I'm telling you this. Jesus has died on the cross so we can be saved from our sin. Jesus has shed his blood to rescue people like us. But here's the thing. That blood has to flow into our lives. But what can happen, boys, is there's like a clot. There's something that stops Jesus from saving us and from his blood rescuing us. And you know what stops him? It's sin. It's us saying to Jesus, "Jesus, I don't believe that you alone can save me. Jesus, I don't want you to be the king of my life." And when we say that, boys, that stops the blood of Jesus from coming in and rescuing us. And I'll show you my white stockings later if you really want to see them. But here's a question. Has Jesus, has his blood, has his death on the cross rescued you from your sins? So that one day, boys, when you leave this world, you'll go to that wonderful place called heaven. And that's not just a question for the boys and the anchor boys, the juniors and the company section. That's a question for you, boys. But it's a question for every mum and dad. This is the heart what the BB's about, that we are saved from our sin. Martin Luther said when he came to trust in Jesus, he says, "My heart is filled with joy. I feel I've been born again." He became a new person because he came to know Jesus as his friend through faith. And here's a question for each of us. Have we come to know Jesus in that way? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you just for today, and we thank you for looking back for over 50 years of the Boys Brigade. But more than that, we thank you for being able to look back over 500 years of Protestantism. 500 years since the Reformation, since you brought to Martin Luther that truth that salvation is to be found in your word alone, in Christ alone, and it comes to us through faith alone. Give grace for every boy, every young person, every adult here today to come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord, to receive his salvation, so one day we know we will enter heaven's glory in such a wonderful way through Christ. Oh Lord, grant it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.